Leviticus 25, verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." I want to say hello. This is Pastor Wynn Greer from the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And I want to thank you for listening in today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. This is a ministry of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. And if you are in the area and you do not have a church home, or maybe you're visiting, we would love for you to come and visit with us. We are 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. That is just above the Willow Creek Golf Course, just off of Highway 105 South, just a few miles outside of Boone. And we have a church website that has our address, has church service times, all that type of information. Noah's going to give that later on, but I'll just let you know it's mountlebanonbc.org, mtlebanonbc.org. And we'd love for you to come visit with us. We had several visitors last Sunday, and we thank the Lord for that, and we appreciate those coming by. Well, school is back in session. That was some of our visitors, and we appreciate the local college community. And we have a college ministry, a college Sunday school class, and so we're set up to be able to minister to that unique group of individuals. And so we appreciate them coming along as well. But elementary school started back, high school, all the colleges, community college, Bible Institute, and just from last week to this week, my schedule has just got a lot busier, but I thank the Lord for that. I teach at the Victory Bible Institute, and we're learning, and I'm teaching church history this year, and I love that subject. That's my favorite class out of 3 years, is to be able to teach church history, so we're looking forward to that. But anyway, we want to welcome all the students back. And our church has a college ministry. It's called Collegians for Christ. And Brother Kyle Austin is the director. And they are going to start tonight at 7:30 in the Plemons Student Union. If you go in there, I'm not exactly sure. Noah may know what room or how to find it. But there will be a banner. There will be people there in the Student Union tonight at 7:30. And if you'd like more information about that, you could go to CFCBoone.com. That's CFCBoone.com. We'd love for you to come out and be a part of that ministry. I want to say good morning to Noah. How are you today, Noah?
I'm good. It's good to be here this morning. And we do want to say thank you to our listeners. We appreciate our listeners. And those who are listening in here on AM 1450 WATA out of Boone. Those who listen in on AM 690 WZAP out of Bristol, Virginia, and also those who listen in out of KPGT 89.1 FM, The Truth, out of Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate all of our listeners, and it's always encouraging. I meet people all the time, and they say, "I hear you on the radio," so that's a blessing, and not only locally, but as we go out of the area as well. We meet people that listens on WZAP, and we appreciate that. Now, I'm not around in South Dakota very much, but we do appreciate Brother Lamar Whittemore and the good church there and the ministry that they have, and letting us be a small part of that, being on Saturday at noontime, or right around noontime. But anyway, the past few weeks here on Blessings of Liberty, I've been showing from the Bible and discussing the subject of poverty and wealth, what the Bible says. The Bible lays down principles for both, reasons for both. And we even looked last week at the subject, you know, if you could choose in life, would you rather be poor or would you rather be rich? And I'm not talking Donald Trump rich. I'm talking about having your needs met, being better off than most, maybe be a good way to put that. There are principles you can live by, and of course all of us realize there are unforeseen circumstances can arise in our life and change our life, but we're talking about overall, in general, choices that we make determine which direction we're going to go in life. We're going to go down the road of being in poverty and in debtness all of our life, or we're going to go down the path to being self-sufficient, instead of a borrower all the time. Can you imagine? Do you know, once upon a time in this nation, people didn't run to the bank every time that they needed some money. There were, in our county that we live in, there were men that people would go to, and they would borrow money, and just like a bank does, they charge some interest on it, and they did that, and that was one of the ways that they made money. Once upon a time, you say, well, how did people do things years ago? Well, that's one of the ways they improvised and they made things work. But I've been thinking about, and woke up this morning, read Proverbs chapter number 20, and there was a verse in there sort of summarized the thoughts that had been upon my mind, this subject I've been thinking on for several days now. But Proverbs chapter 20, verse 13, the Bible says over there, "Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread." And the thought that has been upon my mind that I want to look at today, I want to talk just a few minutes about the independent life. The independent life. Our verse that I just read, "Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread." That verse is teaching us not to be lazy. Being lazy will make you poor. But it is teaching us to get up and get busy and go get it in life. And that is what the Bible teaches us in our personal life and how we conduct ourselves. We ought to be go-getters. We shouldn't just sit around waiting on somebody to bring us, take care of us, meet our needs. We ought to have a desire to be go-getters. We are familiar with that phrase. That's a modern phrase, but we ought to be willing to go get it, go after it, work hard. Once upon a time, these were virtues that were greatly looked upon and fostered in our society in America. But when I think about the independent life, that is opposed to the dependent life. You know, one is opposite from the other. We are either independent or we are dependent. And so we're going to be one or the other. I spend a lot of time on subjects like liberty, Leviticus 25:10. Every week we come on the radio broadcast, we say, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." We talk about liberty all the time. We talk about freedom all the time, being free. We talk about independence. I don't know how many broadcasts over the last 4 years that we have brought out something from the Declaration of Independence. Now, all these things are very, very important. Big news right now, nationally speaking, things like Obamacare, health care. Man, that's in the news every day. They want to repeal. They want to defund. There was an article in the newspaper this morning about a meeting down in the central part of our state, the Piedmont area, about defunding Obamacare and getting rid of it. And then there's the NSA, the National Security Administration, how they've been recording or monitoring or keeping records on people's, who they make telephone calls to, how long their conversations are, reading their emails. We've talked a great deal about things like this in the past. Job numbers are low. Hadn't been this low since the month of March. This just came out in the news in a big way. And all these issues, they affect our ability to be independent. But if we do not have that desire to be independent or to have an independent lifestyle, if we do not have that mindset, personally, then what happens in the government really will not matter much, because you're probably already dependent upon the government or dependent upon somebody else versus independent. Something happened in our nation along the way where once upon a time we prided ourselves in our independence. But now we are at a place in our country where most people are very comfortable with some dependence upon someone else, some type of assistance, some help from the government. So our mindset has changed. And our mindset changed. Our lifestyle is different than it used to be. We actually have a president who just last year, I believe it was, told business owners in a speech he was making, this is big news, and I'm going to say it was about last summer sometime, maybe a little bit more than a year ago. I didn't look it up, but you'll remember the president came along and he told business owners that they didn't really build their businesses, that the government had helped them get to the place that they are. And, you know, that made a lot of business owners angry about what he had said. Now, I can speak along these lines from personal experience. I have owned and conducted businesses in the past, and I'm going to be honest with you, every time that I came to the place where the government crossed paths with my business, it was nothing but a pain. It was nothing but a hindrance. It was nothing but an extra cost to me. It was a handicap on me conducting business. And most business owners would agree with that. The government does more harm to their business than help. But we have this mentality that you can't do anything without the government helping you. But I want to mention some things today that you and I ought to be independent concerning. Talk about the, if you could recite the Declaration of Independence from the beginning to the end, but you don't live that spirit out in your life, what good is it to you? It's just words on a piece of paper. And so I want to mention some things today that you and I ought to be independent concerning. Another way of saying that would be you need to be personally responsible for these areas of your life, not waiting on somebody else, not waiting on the government or any other outside influence to come along and do these things for you. So I'm going to give five or six things. These will go quickly. I've really got more than I have time to deal with. But number one, if you desire the independent life, you need to do so financially speaking. It's very interesting in our nation to find out that statistically speaking, half of the people in our nation are on some form of government assistance. Well, that is a huge, huge difference from just a few years ago. And when we think about government assistance, we're not just talking about what maybe would come to our mind first of all would be poor people on some type of welfare. But I read an article a while back about farmers being on the dole. Why is there a dole? Why are farmers on the government payroll? And even when you think about that, it's not. If you really study into that, the farming programs, the money that the government gives to farmers, sometimes to grow crops, sometimes not to grow crops, they get involved in the free market process and regulate prices of things. And the government has a big hand in the business of farmers. But the ones that get the most government assistance are not the small farmer, but they're the farmers on a large scale. Those that do are worth more than $2 million in their business that they're doing. So farmers are on the dole, we might say, of the government payroll. Poor people, of course, many times on welfare. Some of them could do something, but this is a generational thing. And it's been proven many, many times. And once people get on this, very few do they ever get totally weaned or off of this assistance by the government. Businesses are getting bailed out. I read something the other day and talked about the small business loans that the government makes and how many businesses are taking advantage of these loans from the government. Small business loans. Yeah, business owners getting bailed out. Big corporations getting bailed out by the government. Homeowners, they're not getting bailed out. Many of them are getting bailed in. A lot of this last housing crash that we had, this building crash, the economy going down, 2007-2008, was the fault of the government. The government had helped so many people get into a home that they could not afford. They had bailed them in, but then when the homeowners, many of them, got in trouble, they didn't help them get out. So we have foreclosures, we have bankruptcies, we have all these problems in our nation. Students, I heard this on the news coming over here, that there are more students seeking student loans from the government than ever before. As many as 57% are seeking student loans. These are government loans for their higher education. Just a few years ago, it was in the 30s. Now it's 57%. That is on the news today. And if I missed it a percentage point or so, you'll forgive me, but I just heard that in the car on the way over here. The elderly, I mean, on and on, more than 50% of the people in our nation receiving some type of assistance from the government. And these are things that take away our independent life. We become dependent on somebody else for the way we live our lives. Now, the number one trap in your life that will keep you from being financially independent is just this little thing of debt. And I brought this out last week, Proverbs 22:7, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Boy, that one thing, being in debt, will make a slave and a servant out of you more than anything else. So financially speaking, and I'm not talking about being independently rich, I've already mentioned this, but I'm saying independently financial. I don't want a government cell phone. I don't want a government paycheck. I don't want a government loan to keep me in business or put me in business or help me buy a house that I cannot afford. We ought to shun these things in our lives if we want to have an independent life versus a dependent life. So number one, financially. Number two, if you desire the independent life, you need to do so spiritually speaking. Spiritually speaking, John 8:36, the Bible said over there, if the Son, therefore, capital S, that's talking about Jesus Christ, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Now, it might surprise you to hear me say this, but actually, now I'm a Baptist preacher. I pastor a church. But actually, I'm against religion. Religion is a scam that will entrap you and keep you in bondage and doom you spiritually speaking. My grandpa was a preacher, Clyde Cornett. Many of you probably remember Preacher Clyde. That's what everybody called him. And I remember one of the last times I ever heard him preach, and he preached out of the book of Ecclesiastes about man's many devices, I think, and I'm trying to remember exactly how that's phrased, or inventions. It's the word inventions. Man has sought out many inventions, and he talked about religion. And he made this statement in that message. He said, religion sends more people to hell than anything else. And so in that way, I am against religion. I am against being in bondage to a system or a church and trying to work your way to heaven or pay your way through the church to get to heaven. That is not what the Bible teaches. I believe people ought to be spiritually independent. They ought to search the scripture for themselves. That's what Paul said. And he said about those people, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. They listened to what Paul had to say. And then Paul said, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. And so they searched the scriptures to see whether those things were so. I don't ever want somebody to just go off and say, well, Preacher Wynn said this, Pastor Wynn said this. What I'm interested in is what the Bible says. And boy, if you will get in the Bible and find out what it says and find the freedom, the real freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be free. You'll be free. So if you desire the independent life, you need to do so spiritually speaking, financially speaking, educationally speaking. I never really enjoyed learning until I learned how to learn on my own. I hope that makes sense what I just said, but I never really enjoyed learning until I began to learn how to learn on my own. Just to be honest, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but the children are back in school, so maybe none of them are listening, but I'll just be honest with you. I hated school so bad. I mean, from the first grade all the way through till the day I graduated, I promise you, nobody hated it more than I did. But you know what? How odd that is. I really love to learn. I love to learn. But there's just something about that did not suit my way of learning. Everybody does not learn the same way. And so I'm a big proponent of homeschoolers and private schools and churches having schools. And I'm not against public education. I'm against public brainwashing, but I'm not against education. I love to learn. But I had to learn how to learn on my own. And when I learned how to learn, because I'm learning all the time, and I'm reading all the time, and I love to learn, but I didn't learn it the way a lot of people do. I do appreciate school. I'm thankful for it, but I didn't like it. But I've learned to be independent in my education. I've got to move on. Time is quickly going to get away. If you desire the independent life, you need to do so financially, spiritually, educationally, physically speaking. The Bible said in 3 John verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now, I've been noticing this on the news. Oh, they're talking about Obamacare and health care, and now the Republicans have come out and they're going to put forth some alternate form of health care. I'm not even sure what that is or how close they are or anything like that. But I'll tell you this. If you are waiting on Obamacare to heal you, to help you, to make you healthy, you're going to be waiting a long, long time. The truth is there would not be near the need for health care in this country that we think we have if people just learn to take charge of their own health and to be responsible for their own health and to be their own doctor first and to eat and live in such a way. Now, most people, I know not everybody, but most of the diseases and the debilitation and the problems that we have in our nation, do you know what? Most of them are self-inflicted. Death by fork. Death by fast food, French fries, soft drinks, no exercise. Our lifestyle in America is absolutely killing us. And if people would just take charge of their own health, they might find there's another way to bring your blood pressure down besides just getting hooked on the pills that everybody else is taking. And look into these alternative these healthier alternatives. You could change your diet and change your life. Well, that's a long subject, but I learned a long time ago that doctors do not know everything. I have a wonderful testimony about how the Lord worked in my life. I was very sick about 15, 16 years ago. And the second time I was discharged from the hospital, I looked at my doctor and I said, "Is there not anything I could do at home on my own to boost my immune system?" I'd got pneumonia twice within about 4 or 5 months. And he looked at me right in my eyes and shook his head and said, "No." Well, I knew right then he didn't know what he was talking about. Then I got studying into this and praying. Now, the Lord healed me. The Lord touched me. But I'm telling you, I changed my way of living, because I was living Mountain Dew, Snicker bars, going 18 hours a day, preaching all the time, working all the time. And it caught up with me. It liked to kill me. But you need to realize that you are to be a steward, a good steward of your health. And you'll be amazed how God will bless you. And you don't have to be on pills all the time. Most people do not have to. Well, that's a big subject. But you ought to be independent, physically speaking, as much as possible. Number five, if you desire the independent life, you need to do so safety-wise. You need to be responsible for your own security. Do you know the government has just come out and issued guidelines for houses of worship when there's an active shooter inside? And what they encourage churches to do, if somebody comes in, shoots up the church, kills people inside the church, I'm quoting from a One News Now news article. Mr. Charlie Butts wrote this article, but they recommend run, hide, fight. They recommend throwing chairs and fire extinguishers at the shooter, but they nowhere say somebody ought to be there to shoot the shooter. Well, you can do what the government says. Get a pair of scissors and try to bring down somebody with an automatic rifle. Or you can have some common sense. You can live an independent life, think for yourself, and you need to be responsible for your own security. Well, if you desire the independent life, you need to do so politically speaking. Our time is quickly come and gone today. But once upon a time, I bought into that Republican-Democrat card game that goes on and has for many decades now in our nation. Oh, we better toe the party line, or we're not going to be able to do this or do that. The more I studied into that, the more I learned by thinking and just having common sense that both of them's about rotten. Not all of them, but pretty much. And both of them have so left the Constitution that it's not even funny. And a good friend of mine told me a while back, he said, "I'm thinking about changing from a Republican to an independent registration." I said, "Brother, I've done that 2 or 3 years ago. And I'll tell you, it's a good feeling. It's a good thing. If your life, your religion, your politics, they all line up under that classification of being independent. That was the spirit of our forefathers. And it's a good feeling. That freedom feels good." Well, our time's quickly come and gone. I hope you know the Lord Jesus, and Noah's going to come give the contact information.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wayne Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church that's located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's mtlebanonbc.org. Legal IDs and the